Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Roulette, the podcast where we watch a different anime every other week and we talk about it. My name, as always, is Connor, and I am here with the Scott.
Hello.
And Ashley.
Hello.
And this week we watched Corpse Party, a four-episode OVA of a pretty popular horror video game. We all have some thoughts on this one. And I will not say most of them are positive.
No.
I think I will end up being the most positive voice in this episode, which is buck wild.
Right? Because you're usually the negative Nelly for all of us.
But I guess, let me just ask, how are y'all doing?
I wish I was a corpse.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. I feel that on a real level.
After I watched that, I wished that I was a corpse so I could party.
Oh, it's the only party you've ever been invited to.
I know.
It's the corpse party. How about you? What are your vibes today?
Not bad. Better than last night. I tried to rewatch it so that I had seen it a little bit closer before recording, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, bad move.
Just could not do it.
If it makes you feel any better, I forgot until about 9:30 last night. So I had to watch all of it last night. I was like, alrighty.
It's a viewing experience, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably why you didn't sleep well. You had nightmares about half people and organ bodies.
Oh, yeah. Those organs look fun to jump rope with, so.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it would have been a nightmare.
You know what? That's fair. There's a lot of context to this show that we don't have because none of us have played the game. I know the most about it, and that's from a YouTube video from, like, I don't know, like 8 months ago that I watched. So, like, it's been a while. But I guess I should just give a quick plot summary. Yeah?
Yeah. There's much plot to give.
Oh, listen. So these seven middle schoolers, a elementary schooler, and a teacher walk into a classroom. This is the setup to a joke.
The whole anime was a joke.
A little. So rude. So quick to be rude.
They worked so hard.
Yeah, they, well, so they, seven middle schoolers are all hanging out, and like I said, a younger sister and a teacher, and one of the kids, and I'm going to be straight up, none of us remember names. I think I remember the most names out of all of us, which is Buck Wild, because I usually call people Elizabeth and, like, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call...
Wait, who's Jonathan?
Don't worry about it. Joestar, actually, yeah. It's the real hero. So I'm going to just name all these characters different names. I will let that be known. So Miru decides... I think it's like... I don't know her name. I'm just calling her Miru. We're going with it. Miru is leaving. She is transferring schools and leaving town. Everybody in this group is like, oh, that's sad. We love her so much. And one of the friends is like, yo, I was reading up online. You fucking piece of shit.
Every time.
Every single time your diabetes just takes center stage. It's like you think you're special or something.
It's just warning me so I don't die.
Because we're not going to end up cutting this out because we have a really good editor. I should preface, I'm not actually that rude. I am joking about that. Diabetes is very serious and you should manage it.
As a diabetic, I can joke all I want.
Manage your shit.
Check your
My name. Diabetes is just fine.
Good.
I probably have a better A1C than you.
Oh, I doubt. I don't believe that for a second.
My last A1C was like 5.6.
Yeah, mine's 5.5. Get on my level.
This is not a medical podcast.
Hey, you don't know.
Back to the dead children.
Listen, we could talk about trepanation. I think a medical... We could talk about this in a very medical way. So the one girl is just like, yo, so I was on Reddit, on r/paranormal. And I definitely found a blessing spell that lets us stay together as friends. So they make up this paper person with names on it, and they have to say the name Sachiko, like, seven times, eight times, something like that.
It was the amount of people that were there. So
however, nine. So nine times. And if they don't do it right, bad things can happen. And, of course, they do it right, probably, which is kind of the bittersweet part. But bad things then happen. They tear the paper and all of a sudden.
Somebody counted one too many times or said something one too many times.
No. Like, that's the fucked up part. No, probably
we
not.
We'll get into it when we get into spoilers because I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember the girl's name, but I remember.
Yeah. So, they all end up in a dilapidated, nasty, broken-down-ass school that, well, everybody's separated. There's a couple people, another couple of people. There's people from other schools. There's corpses all over the fucking floor. And,
bodies hit the floor.
And then they party with corpses. It's a good time.
They brought snacks.
Yeah, it was all, like... It was methodically thought out to be just the greatest time for these kids. And it was very nice. Everybody had a great time, and everybody made it out okay, you know, unscathed. And they all lived happily ever after.
The end.
Yeah, it was a good end. It was a good show. Everybody was happy. No, unfortunately, everybody is going to be dying. Spoiler. Not really. It's like it's fucking it's corpse party. So let me. I guess that's it for spoiler free. I think that's a good synopsis. If that interests you, watch gameplay footage of the game, because it's really good. The anime a little less so. Let's get into I guess spoilers before I get in with grievances. Couple of the students are separated. They all are in different dimensions of the same place. So it's kind of like, I guess the way that it explained it is kind of weird, but it's like, it's almost like, yeah, like... it almost seems like it's different times because there was a couple of moments where like one thing is somewhere like moved. So it's kind of like maybe ghosts. Like, I guess that's the best way to put it is like. The other people are kind of like apparitions moving stuff.
Yeah. You know, because one of the characters is taking pictures of a blood splatter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, he says it.
Yeah.
The one thing about that confused me, though, is it's supposed to be multidimensional, but as you get further in to the OVAs and stuff, they all start meeting up.
Yes.
Yes,
they all do slowly start meeting up, and I think it has to do with...
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
No, actually, I think that the explanation is genuinely that there... Because two of the people are trying to solve the mystery of everything.
Yeah. From what I understand, it was the fact that the plane that they were on started to get unstable as mm-hmm. they put the souls to rest.
Yeah,
for so those, like, some of those children.
Would you take it as like each multidimensional layer is like a different child that?
No, I don't think it's that kind of, like that cut and dry. I think it's really just like a weird place, and then like as things started to correct with the four kids and the killer, quote unquote, it started to get a little wonky for the dimensions, mm-hmm. and it started to just kind of converge. So I guess let's start with that. Like, there are, the reason they're there is, like, somebody killed four kids. Technically three, I think. It's very weird.
I think it was three, but it's so took forever.
Cable killed four kids.
It took forever to, like, get the actual, like, story, and then it was still a lot of holes.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we're given the story right now. It's like,
You're jumping the gun.
Yeah, you're jumping.
No, I'm saying it was confusing because it was like in reverse and stuff.
Yeah, but that's why we're here, to explain the whole story. Bunch of kids died. It was fun. Somebody had abducted these four kids, killed three of them. One got away, a girl named Sachiko, who is hanging out. Is also dead. I want to... Yeah.
Yeah.
She also is dead. She is a ghost as well.
She's very dead.
She's super dead.
But it is revealed through newspapers and different things that she was not killed in that incident. She actually made it out of that incident. And there is a reason for that, too. So, like, the whole idea in the beginning is, like, first of all, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. Slowly, like, there's two characters in particular, this blonde kid and the blue-haired friend, who is the one that actually, I believe, set up the whole thing and was like, let's do this ritual. They start to solve the mystery, which is really just like a bunch of kids died. Tongues. Let's bring their tongues back to them so they can be whole again. And they start doing that. Things start to get a little better in terms of like you said, like, the dimensions kind of coming together.
Not being chased by those other children anymore, trying to murder them.
But there is still an issue, which is the darkening, as it's known as. It's like the manifestation of the dark energy of the school, I guess, that just kind of causes people to do really shitty things.
Yeah, it corrupts and it starts making people act on, like, more of their baser instincts, which is why we have a couple of the people... Yeah. That we see later are just, that are just completely crazy. I mean, it explains it in the beginning of the show. Like, if you're there too long, you'll start blackening and then you'll start attacking people for no reason whatsoever. So, you know, I'm not really entirely positive what's going on with that.
So I'm going to just start rolling off the shit that happens real quick in kind of a quick fire manner. Two girls hanging out. One girl gets very upset at the other. Girl's dead. One girl's dead. She just got hung. She's hung herself or somebody hung her. She's dead. That girl then goes and, fucks off for a while. There is a ghost child who has half of a head. Most are missing their tongues. The character I like the most... is hanging out with them in, like a school office, I think. It wasn't the nurse's office, but it was, like, a...
I think it was, like, the teacher's room.
Yeah, like a teacher's lounge kind of vibe.
Kind of thing.
Just chilling with them, having a chat, like, being like, oh, yeah, I like my sensei, too. Yeah. Just hanging out with these two ghosts, which I love.
You know, for some reason, I don't think that she was all there. I think her mind completely broke. Because of the situation and all the bodies, so she just kind of shut down, and anything she saw that seemed normal, she just, you know, she's basically seeing these children as children.
Yeah.
Not
honestly, she
ghosts.
Might not have even have died in that situation had the teacher not.
Oh, well, yeah, no, because immediately after.
Blame sensei.
Yeah, the teacher, the sensei then goes up and is like, no, we gotta go. And the kids finally snap and are like, no. They lift her up. We get our first of several weird panty shots.
No, it was the second.
Was it the second?
It's the second.
Yeah.
The first one we
see. Short-haired girl in the
nurse's office. Nurse's office with the vestigial ghost.
Huh.
That mouth fucks her with his or her purple tentacle thing lifts up her skirt.
Huh. Yeah.
Which did not belong in this because there was no premise to it whatsoever.
You'll never hear me say this again, but the panty shots in this were completely unnecessary.
Well, I'll get into more of that in a bit because there is some stuff about it. It's kind of weird, but we'll get into it. But yeah, I agree with you. I fucking hate it. Yeah. I thought it was kind of reductive of what this is, but
I stay away from the Vortag. I don't like it.
So, then she gets grabbed by the ghost. She's upside down, panties flowing in the breeze, and,
striped, by the way.
Yes, beautiful.
Of course she would remember that.
She then gets dragged down the hall, face, like, to the ground, hucked into, like, just yeeted into the wall, and splecked into just internal organs.
Real talk, though, that was one of the coolest ones.
Oh, it was my favorite. And I identify with that girl so much because I also would probably just be nuts thinking to myself, like, oh, I'm just gonna hang out with these ghosts for a while, just chat. Like, I love my teacher too. Yeah, it's pretty sick. You guys like baseball? Like, what's up? Like, just hanging out with them and then, you know, dying because of that.
Connor's just in the corner saying, oh, that's a baseball.
Oh, that's a baseball. No, I would 100% be me though. I genuinely, I'm into so much paranormal shit. So, like, at first I was like, oh, I identify with the bitch that's like going on Reddit and like looking up spells. Which, first of all, let me address this now. The spell was, like, ruined from the start. The person who posted that posted it incorrectly. And yep. They did it on purpose to try and get more people there.
She wanted Sensei to be proud of her.
Yeah. It's very diluted and very crazy. It's wild. It's buck wild, the stuff that goes on in this. But, like, let me also address, I have not played the game. None of us have.
Nope.
I know there are so many versions of the same game. So many. It's absurd. There's technically a sequel, but not really. There's, like, a couple of them. No, like, I have not played them, but I know quite a bit about them. More so than you guys. It is apparently much, much better. It does a better job of explaining things. I mean, it's longer for one. Mm-hmm. It's more than 2 hours, which is saying something. But there's a lot more to it. There's a lot of interpersonal relationship stuff that you don't get to see in this. And just, like, problem solving. And on top of that, the biggest issue for me, which is, this is a game where you get multiple endings. You get a lot of bad endings for letting people die. You get different endings all the time. You know, and there is, I think, like, kind of a canonical, like, quote-unquote happy end. But it's, like, it's still pretty depressing. But, like,
same could be said of the way the OVAs ended technically.
Well, the issue that I have, you have, I believe in the game, 33 endings, right? And again, like I said, a lot of that's just, like, one moment of, like, your character dies and it's a bad end. But the ending of the OVA is not even in the game.
Oh.
Yeah. Completely original for the OVA.
Yeah, that
not original enough to make it good.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
That ending confused me even more than the entirety of the show did.
I think if we had more context with, like, playing the games, I think it would have been cool.
I even think, yeah, it would be cool if it was a longer, like, an actual anime series.
Oh, I 100% agree.
It had a lot of potential.
I think a 12-episode series of this would be sick. So, yeah, there's a lot of really cool deaths. We get, you know, headless kids, and we give them their tongues back. It's really cool. Things are great. Things start going better. It's revealed that Sachiko, the ghost girl that, you know, kind of was helping the main character and his sister, is actually the killer. She was the one that killed those three kids.
What a twist.
Yeah, it actually did kind of, I was like, oh shit, wild. Pretty good. I liked that. I thought it was really cool way to do it. Better than having just, like, the creepy-ass janitor.
Yeah. I have seen a bit of gameplay for it, mm-hmm. So I did see this, and I did see the twist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't remember. I, like, in the back of my mind, I was watching it. I was like, I'm pretty sure that the girl in red is the killer, but,
honestly, you know, I feel like the red dress should have kind of given it away anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was the only one who didn't exude an aura every time you saw her. The other kids always had, like, that purplish shenanigans going on around them. And she was consistently in all the other dimensions where the other kids weren't, really. Mm-hmm. You only saw one of the kids per dimension, I think. But Sachiko was everywhere, you know?
Yeah, it is a little odd the way that it all worked. I mean, and I guess, like, again, let's keep going with, I guess, the deaths.
Yeah.
Sachiko is hanging out with MC-chan and his little sister, Yuki or Yuka or whatever. And Yuka has to take a piss, which we now play a fun game called Can You Guess the Creator's Poorly Disguised Fetish? This bitch has to piss for so long.
I forgot about it, but did you know that that is the second one, the second scene in the whole
of it? Oh, yeah. No, and it's like immediate. She's just like, I have to pee. Let's find a bathroom. They go and look for a bathroom. None of them work. They go out and they're walking around. Sachiko shows up, says, let's follow me. I know how to deal with this place. We'll get you out. They're walking through to like a, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you know how a lot of Japanese schools have that like walkway in between the buildings? Causeway?
Yes. Yeah, they call them, because the buildings have different annexes is mm-hmm. what I believe they're called. And then they take a causeway to get to the other annex. So like they've got a gym, blah blah blah, other shenanigans. So yeah, they're going across, which for some reason, Ashley, I believe you're a woman.
Are you?
Pretty sure.
All right.
I'll take your word.
So if we're in a terrifying place, such as this, and you needed to pee, and the building's run down.
Oh, you know where you're peeing.
Would you just pee in the building somewhere?
Yeah, I would.
Instead of, you know, holding it?
To be honest with you, if I found myself in this situation, I'd probably be running around just pissing myself as I run.
Yeah, I think I would have wet pants for the majority of this trip.
I don't think
I'd
be able to just hold it in.
Yeah, that was one of the things that just threw me off. I'm like, I get it. She's a middle schooler or whatever.
No, she's the elementary. She's
like elementary.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure they said middle schooler.
I'm pretty positive that they are middle schoolers.
I thought they were
going into. I think they're going into high school. I think they're like 8th to 9th.
I think she might have been going into.
I think she might have been like 5th to 6th. Yeah.
But either way, it's like I understand she's the youngest out of there.
Yeah, she's young.
And she's with her brother. But at the same time, at the building's rundown. The bathrooms are there. They're broken. Whatever.
Listen, y'all are my brothers.
Use the fucking thing anyway.
Y'all are my brothers, but I'm telling you right now, if we're in a situation like that, I don't really fucking care. Look away.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll just turn around. We'll keep watch.
Yeah, especially like if it's a broken bathroom.
There's gonna be no separating.
We're not even going to the bathroom. If she said, if we were in the classroom and she was like, I gotta rock a fat piss, I'd be like, wow. if Ashley came up to me and said, I gotta rock a fat piss, I'd be like, all right. Corner's right there.
Yeah,
we're exactly. not leaving yet.
You don't separate.
I need a fucking minute.
You stay together.
Which is the issue?
The worst thing is to separate. Let's split up.
I'm gonna tell you word for word what fucking happens. They're walking down this causeway, and she says, I really gotta take a piss. So he goes, okay, as your big brother, I'm gonna fuck off.
Yeah. this ghost.
I'm gonna leave into the building. Sachiko can hang out with you. Hop the fence, you know, where all the myriad of corpses are. The myriad, so many. Like an absurd amount. So I'm gonna, you hop over the fence, hang out with Sachiko, our best ghost friend now, who will definitely not betray us, and take a piss.
I'm just gonna walk into this building, shut the door.
I'm gonna go fuck off for a while, and word for word, verbatim, scream if you need me. What? My man's is losing it.
Yeah. You know, and I saw it coming. I was like, you're going to walk through that door. Yeah. We already know Sachiko's evil. But
oh, like, yeah. It's evident. Like, it's
they
clear.
They don't. But the dude specifically says, oh, that door wasn't there before.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, like, this building. A lot of, like, everything changes, and it doesn't do a good job of that either.
No.
It does a very poor job of showing that.
And you knew immediately when it's like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck off into this other building. Like, the door's going to lock behind you, and you're not going to get back out.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to be
You're not
going
to get back to her. It's just not going to happen.
No. There's a lot of funky dimensional and time shit involved, and I think it does a really good job of it in the game, but it really, I think because of time constraints, a very terrible job in the anime.
That really was the biggest letdown.
Yeah.
The gore was amazing.
I loved it. Honestly, like, as somebody who loves horror and creepy stuff.
Same.
Absolutely great. Loved the gore. Very, very cool. Very gore.
Yeah.
Very blood.
I love
gore.
I love horror movies, stuff like that. I don't like horror games, so I don't know. My curiosity wants to see what the game is like, because I'd like to have like full vision of it.
It's
but like I don't like horror games.
I think this one would be fine. It's basically like a walking kind of vibe. It's an RPG simulator. It's all 2D. So like,
yeah,
it's not terrible.
I never played like Left 4 Dead or like.
Well, that's not a horror.
It's not horror in any way, shape, or form. It's just
Resident Evil's barely horror.
zombies.
The newer Ezzies are scary.
Maybe I'm thinking Silent Dead Island. Sorry.
Dead Island also is not horror. That's zombies.
Speaking of, I can't get over games like that, like Dead Island or Dying Light. Like, if I'm going to smash somebody over the head with a metal pipe, that fucking thing's not going to shatter after I hit somebody with it, like, six times. Like,
yeah, not how some of it's a little things goofy. Work.
What was that one that you and I watched on YouTube a few years ago? Oh, I can't remember what it was called. That one freaked me out.
PT.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, play for sure.
Teaser?
Yeah,
for sure. Silent Hills, that never happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's okay. Kojima's going to bless us with something. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. I pray. Because I didn't like Death Stranding.
Really?
I'll be honest. Yeah, it wasn't for me. It's not my kind of game.
I actually...
Story was cool.
I really liked
Death Stranding. I liked the story a lot. I just couldn't really... The gameplay wasn't for me. And maybe it is now, because I am a lot more chill with the way I play games, but...
Yeah. You know, that's something about that game. Like, it's either people love it, like me. It's for me, I love it. It was a great game for me. And then there are other people who just couldn't get behind it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. But this is not, let's talk about Kojima being a god. This is, let's talk about parties with corpses.
That's our other podcast.
Yeah, that's our sister podcast. It's Kojima Pod.
/ Random Games.
Yeah, there it is. That's the full name.
I'm going to start keeping track of all these sisters.
You can find us on Spotify. It's really good. Sister Wives?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, Sister Wives.
Welcome to our TLC podcast, where we talk about the greatest shows in the Learning Channel. My 600-pound life is what we're talking about this week. Oh, man, I really liked it when that dude was a hoarder, too.
I liked it when he lit everything on fire and he burned for 3 hours.
Dude, it's the fat content. 600 pounds, man. Yeah. At least 550 of that's probably fat,
hours.
Right?
Many hours. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Anyway,
it's like the lamp in Jerusalem, the one that does like it stays lit for like what is it, 30 days, 30 nights, something like that.
See, we're here to talk about corpses and dead bodies, but we're not here to talk about adult corpses and dead bodies.
True.
We're here to talk about dead children.
I'm here for the children bodies.
FBI, open up.
Yeah. We're getting creepy today, boys.
FBI, open up.
At one point, the blonde boy... We're jumping around a lot in this, but, like, honestly, it's...
They did the same thing.
It's not super, super integral to get it all down.
No, it doesn't really follow a straight path.
Yeah. The blonde boy's doing what blonde boys do. He gets out... with the one that started this whole shenanigan. And the ghost basically is like, you did it, except you didn't, and you suck. We're still, the world is ending over there, but also your friends are going to die with it.
Yeah.
To which the chick was like, probably due to guilt.
I have to go back.
Was just like, I have to go back. I have to go save them. I'm the only one who can do it. And then the dude was like, fuck that.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah. I would have not in a heart. Like, I would have been just like, nope, they're, I will hold a funeral for them.
That is like me. Oh, I would not go back. If I got out of that.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, you probably would. I would not. I would go home, crawl in my bed, and just try to pretend that none of it existed.
If you two idiots got stuck in a parallel world where the ghosts are trying to kill you, I don't have many friends. I don't have
a choice. Hypothetically, if it was you guys.
I mean, if it was
you,
you don't have to come back because...
Wow! Name dropped! Not me this time. Fucking get in the comments. I wasn't the one! I am the king. This is why asterisks exist.
I'm going to find something to bleep over that because I don't want to cut this out.
That is so good. Do like a nyah. like a cat girl, like a Neko. Nyah.
I thought I'd never do it.
That was the funniest fucking thing. God love it.
And I didn't even realize it at first.
No, it just went. I pull it. Here, I'll give you an audio sample. You ready? Wait. Wilford Brimley. There you go. You can put that over it. Your name is Wilford Brimley.
anyway, if I'm there, you don't have to worry about coming back. I'm already dead.
Yeah, she already hung herself.
I took myself
out. Oh, yeah. Well, I know, but I've still got him.
Oh, I'm for sure also dead. I'm splecked into the wall. I'm now just internal organs. Just and they are all external.
Go home. You're fine. We're dead.
Talking about the guy who got out with... I read creepy things online.
Yeah.
They're real. The dude is, like, getting mad at the ghost girl. I'm like, you probably don't want to piss off
somebody. Well, she was already, like, rest mode, you know? She was already put to rest, kind of.
At the same time, it's still a child ghost.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, like, screaming at it, and he's like, dude, just let her talk. She knows more about the situation than you do. Like, you getting all uppity and pissy with her isn't going to help matters any. You're just going to make things worse.
So I do want to say, like, for me, because we all watched scary shit, I think. I don't know. You watched some scary shit, I'm sure.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a go-to for me. I love scary shit. I watch it all the time. So nothing scares me like Japanese ghosts. There's something about it. It's creepy as fuck.
Oh, it really is.
Ringu actually terrifies me.
Which this kind of had that kind of feel to
yeah.
it. That's what I thought of.
Yeah, it was all Japanese ghosts. Like in a school, and it's dilapidated and terrifying. Did not scare me at all. I had no fear while watching this.
None at all.
I watched it late at night, and I didn't even have nightmares. Like, I was just chilling.
Yeah.
Did not bother me in any way. It was just kind of over-the-top gore, which was cool, and I like that, but, like, there was...
It was really the only saving grace, to be completely honest with you. Like...
Yeah.
It's the only thing that really kept me from, like, wanting to gouge my eyes out, to be honest with you.
All right, so let's start... Yeah.
For this show, for me, I actually... There are a couple good things, like, I've enjoyed about this show. The animation was
pretty
really,
good.
Really
it was
well.
Actually it was really, really
well
good.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say it was, like, fantastic or anything, but it was pretty good. You know, the way everyone had the I'm dead and on the inside eyes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hollow eyes are a cool vibe for anime.
I feel like you couldn't go somewhere like that and not have hollow eyes.
Oh, yeah. And then the opening and the ending both were pretty good.
Really
good,
yeah.
The music in general. Yeah, the music in general
was good.
The
music cues in the show were good. It all kind of, it gets my slap rating. It slaps.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a vibe.
The opening, for some reason, reminds me more of something I'd hear in, like, a fantasy anime.
Yes.
Like a generic, like super generic fantasy anime where, like, they're all coming together, they're running, and you're showing them fighting, and then, like, the whole group's together.
Yeah, it's all power
end.
Friendship.
Oh, I am here.
So let's just go through real quick and start, again, just going through these dead people kind of quickly. We had the hanging woman, who, I'll give you a spoiler, she didn't hang herself. She got hung by her friend, who was corrupted by the darkening, the blackening, or whatever it's called.
We've got the girl that got yeeted.
We've got
the
yeetus deletus. She gets hawked into external organs. It's all she is now.
She
pile of goop.
She put her insides on the outside.
Yeah, she's all goop now. She's all goopy.
Yeah.
That's it. We have
Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah, yeah. It is very much like a Jackson Pollock meets Salvador Dali. It's not great. It's not good. You would think that that's really cool, but no, it's terrifying.
Oh, the way the intestine flows from left down to the center.
No death for a little while.
Yeah, it takes a bit to get into more, and then what do we have? We have the creepy guy who's taking pictures of everything. Yeah. He gets fucking knifed to the throat like a Call of Duty montage.
Oh, yeah.
By the half-man?
Half-man.
Half-man. There's half no need man. To feel down.
He didn't look like a half-man at that
no,
time.
He was no, he just wasn't. He was a cool dude at first. He was like, I'm looking for my little sister. You are my little sister. And then it turned into really creepy. He was chasing her. She hid. She pissed her pants.
Well, that happened at when, Sakamoto.
Sachiko?
Yes, that
Sachiko.
Was
what Sachiko
Yeah,
when Sachiko actually showed her true colors and was like, I'm going to kill you now.
It was. That's true, actually. Yeah, she made it out of that without pissing herself, which big ups, because that would not have been me.
Nope.
If I was being chased by a dude who was like, you're now my little sister, panties would be wet.
A lot of things go into that if somebody's calling you their little sister anyway.
Well, Hey, listen, I identify as what I identify as. Use whatever pronouns you like.
That is my motto right there.
Thank you. Thank you, Oni-san.
You're welcome.
So what, real quick, because, like, my favorite death is not the one that I identify with. It's, but let me tell you, it's fun. Good old Yuka.
Oh.
She gets fucked, dude. She gets ruined. That poor girl.
It made me so mad.
She lived through so much of it. Yeah.
Yeah, where she got
stabbed in the leg. Then she got an eye taken out. And then, doesn't she get cut again?
She gets stabbed, like, in the solar plexus.
Yeah. Doesn't get right through the heart, because she's still alive.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking wild.
Yeah, he stabbed her down by, like, where your rib cage splits.
Yeah.
So you're going to live for a short period of time. And when everyone ran in, you know, what's his nuts there? Baseball fucking PK fired his head off, whatever.
Yeah, just wrecks his day.
Yeah.
Just destroys that man.
And then he gets attacked by the... Wrecked. Yeah, then he gets attacked by the other guy. And he's like, take Yuka. I'm like, there's literally nothing you can do for her.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? This is what fucks me up about this. And I understand it because it is a very bleak situation, the entire show. It really does a good job of instilling nothing matters, your actions are all in vain.
Yeah.
Consistently. Because he goes to see, he comes back. He put up such a huge fight. Stop it. He put up such a huge fight to not go back. And I agree. Like, he shouldn't have. And then he goes back because he wants to help and he wants to save them. It dawns on him that he's like, I have to. This is the person that I love as well as the group of people that I love. I have to save them. And he knocks that dude out of the park, and then they're running, and he's just fucking standing there, basically being like, get out of here, get off my farm, and gets fucking knifed through the intestines, just hard. Like, it was so weird, because at first I saw the knife, and I saw, like, it looked like almost a hand. I was like, oh, dude, did he just go right through? And then I saw him pull back a little, and the intestines dropped. And I was like, oh, that's the guts. Yep. Let's go.
That's, like, proof that if you play the game right, you don't always win in the end.
No. Yes. Well, and that's the thing.
I think it's falcon punch in the face.
Yeah, he then gets kind of decapitated, right?
Yeah, yeah. The dude, like, literally punches through the back of his skull.
Through it,
yeah. Yeah, and that was that the janitor that did that?
The janitor teacher person,
yeah. Who,
The one who got,
brainwashed.
Yeah, he was brainwashed, but he was the one who went down for the murders.
Yeah, like, the whole vibe at the beginning was, like, he was the one that did it.
I think he might have been special needs.
I don't know if it was, well, yeah, I mean, he was, like, mute.
Yeah.
For a long time. I think the whole time, basically. And I think...
Impressionable.
The terrible, terrible youth that is Sachiko was basically like, you're gonna fucking do my shit. I think that was when she... In fairness, I think she was a ghost at that time.
I'm pretty sure she was, because there's things that kind of negate the time frame and stuff.
So...
The nurse's diary, which... Turns out
time-wise is weird. Sachiko's mom.
Yeah, and apparently she died in, like, the 50s, but the child abductions and murders didn't happen until the 70s.
So I'm pretty sure she was already.
And, yeah, we find out that it was the principal killed the mom and then...
And, like...
Killed Sachiko.
And then killed him.
Yeah, that was I'll say this. The deaths of the adults were really cool, too.
The teacher
gets, first of all, in the game it's a lot different. The teacher apparently sacrifices herself to save people. In the anime, earthquakes are happening, and one earthquake happens, and just, I think, a vending machine just fucking drops on her and decapitates her.
It's either
and
that
it's
or
the funniest
like
thing.
A ceiling tile comes.
Yeah, it was like maybe the funniest death in the entire show, except
the head lands direct. Like, it was such a clean.
Oh, the head just lands. It cuts clean. It was so good.
And she just stares there with dead eyes, like,
nah. The only other death that I thought was funnier was the principal, who is in a continuous death loop.
Oh,
which
is
the funniest
shit.
He falls. And then, like, 2 seconds later, falls. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Afterwards, I was like, when I found out like what he did, yeah. I was like, yeah, no, you deserve this. I'm kind of sad that this dimension's collapsing so you don't get to suffer for all of eternity for being a fucking
shitty person. It's so good. The nurse, which was Sachiko's mom, got tossed down the stairs and immediate neck break into, like, her neck was, like, twisted.
Yeah.
Like, full, like, I think, like, 360 plus another, like, 180 or so.
Yeah.
It was rough.
That part, I was a little lost on, like, was, like, he, were they in a relationship, or did no. he want to be in a relationship?
I think he
was
doing, her. Yeah, I think he sexually assaulted her. Okay. And then didn't want people to find out, dropped her, and then looked to the left and was like, oh, a child. Uh-oh. Yeah, buries her.
Strangles her,
buries her in the basement.
I think, doesn't he take her tongue too?
Yes, later, he does. Yeah, he takes it like immediately after that. Like once he's done strangling her and starts to bury her, he just is like, well, nobody can talk today. Oh, so
I thought that happened afterwards because he was talking about how she kept showing up in his dreams.
Yeah, oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah, and he goes back. Yeah. He like went back.
Yeah, you're absolutely
like,
right.
She's like acting like she won't die.
Yep.
Kind of thing. So he goes back to her and then takes her tongue out.
It's wild.
So she can't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's wild. And then, you know, we get a little further in. They reveal that the shitty paranormal, like, message board writer was like, oh, you actually did it on purpose. You made the spell incorrect on purpose. She then, I believe, throws up black goop and then evaporates into said goop.
That's after she finds out that the person that she idolized, yeah, loves so much, she, I think,
was oh, she straight up killed, yeah. She unalived that guy.
Yeah.
Hard. I think they're together. I think they're together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
in the building, their bodies.
I don't know how she died, but, like, yeah, she's, like, clinging she's, like, to his side him. And yeah, something. So, in it's, the same garb.
It is... It's so frustrating to me because this show, I we all agree, was not that good.
No.
The gore's cool and, like, mm-hmm, the story is meh for, the, like, what it is. But when you look a little further, there's a lot of really interesting stories. And that's why the games are so good, apparently, because, like, those stories exist in the games.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to just think out about it.
I kind of want to play the game.
Same. I actually legitimately was thinking about playing it. And I just didn't yet. I've been wanting to play it for a while, but...
Yeah, me too. Because like I said, I saw gameplay years ago.
So now does the OVA, does mm-hmm it follow, like, canon? Like, is any of it canon to, like, the game?
Some of the deaths that happen are deaths that happen in the games. Okay. Like, you can make that happen. I think there's also ways to not let that happen. I don't know 100%. I can't really with authority say that, but I can tell you that the ending of this is, it's not. It doesn't exist in the games. Mm. And let's talk about that. It's so funny because, like, I don't remember most of these names.
Yeah. No. I was confused. I didn't even know what girl it was.
I was about to say.
Like, I don't know. Who are you?
I thought the one that kills the friend by, like, hanging her was the one that got unalived into the wall.
Nope.
Which is not true.
No. Nope.
That was what I was thinking for the whole time. But no, it was actually that girl who was still alive.
Yeah.
She's still alive. The one that had them do the spell.
Yeah.
Is alive,
the shitty one. And then brother. And then the main character, technically speaking, of the game, is the other guy that's alive, the only guy.
Yeah.
There's only the three. They slowly, like, they all get kind of chopped off and...
They all have to have a piece of their Sachiko doll.
Yeah, they do the actual thing after, you know, getting rid of the ghost. They Ghostbuster the place and do the things and they go back. The issue is he didn't have the right paper. He used somebody else's.
Wrong. He had the right paper. He gave it to
him. He gave it. Yes, correct. But he used somebody else's.
He was a bloody hero.
He was. Yeah. He did it on purpose. He sacrificed himself. He knew it was probably not going to go well. It was kind of like this, right? I assume in his brain he was just like, well, I either make it out, right? Like, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Or this will kill me, in which case I don't have to worry about it.
That or the other thing going through his brain was, well, I lost my sister.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Honestly, him and the guy that went back are the only two deaths that bummed me out.
Yeah.
That was it. Other than that, I really
didn't care. They teleport back, and they were each holding each other's hands, and you see the hands being held, and then that's all it is
arms.
Like half of an arm.
His arms came
forearm.
Back, and that was
yeah,
it.
Just half of the forearm just hanging out, bloody as hell. And of course, at the end, it is kind of revealed that, like, none of it was quote unquote real in reality. Yeah. Those people now don't exist. They do to them. I think it seems like the one, the friend that hung the other one does remember.
Yeah, because at the very end of it, it just shows her locked in her room, like talking.
Like she clearly remembers. The other one, I assume, does too. Nobody else knows that these people even exist anymore. It's like a separate dimension where those people just don't exist.
It's like the Silence showed up from Doctor Who.
Yes.
And do you get taken out by the Silence? You no longer exist. You don't exist anymore. Ever, anywhere.
In no timeline are you real.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting, and I love that. Like I said, like it's really cool that it has this very intriguing vibe to it. And if anything, I think this show worked as a good marketing ploy for me because it does make me want to play it. And I think it's the same for you guys, right?
Like, yeah.
It definitely did that.
It's intriguing enough without spoiling major, major, major stuff for the game, especially endings. Like, it doesn't spoil that. It, like, some of the, like, clearly, because it's a different ending.
Right.
You know, that doesn't even show up in the games, apparently. Like, that's not even a possible ending.
I think just the hardest part of watching the anime is it's just convoluted in terms of the plot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that I don't think fit into the plot or are relevant to the plot, and then certain things that aren't explained well enough, and it's just, it's got some holes in it.
Yeah, there's some stuff to it that just is a little off.
So do the characters.
That was my Titus laugh. I'm working on it. It's right from the gut, you know? It's too good. So with that, we're going to take a small break. We're going to have a little quiz.
I'm so impressed he even found a quiz for this.
Bro,
me too, actually.
You shouldn't be. It's a very popular horror game.
So do we have to guess who we would be?
Yeah, and we don't need names. Like, we know what they all look like.
I already picked mine.
So it's like, you know, I got mine. I'm definitely, like I said, that girl who gets shplecked and on the lives.
I'm the one that was hung.
All the externals turn in, or internals turn external.
If I were in a situation like that, I'd be hanging my own noose and just ending it. Yeah. Not dealing with any of that shit.
I'm probably either the one who
comes back.
Who found the doll. Who just, like, found the doll thing, or the big brother there.
See, I like to imagine you're the guy that comes back.
See, that's who, like, I that imagine. Dude
who sacrifices yourself for us.
Yeah, but
that's what I picture.
The guy who came after me with the scissors, I would have shoulder thrown instead of fucking just sat there and let him push me against the wall.
Fair, fair.
This is the equivalent of saw traps I could defeat because I'm built different.
Wait. I think the Scott's gonna pick his own.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
One of those two.
I'm gonna say
pick only one.
Pick one, and honestly, I would go with Big Brother.
Yeah,
I think that you are for sure close to him too.
Yeah, you know, you see, but one of the saw traps from one of the movies, where you have to walk across the glass. You're wearing jeans.
Oh, just put the jeans on.
Your fucking feet, and then push the cage. You'll be completely fine.
I actually would survive that saw trap because I'm built kind of different is the thing.
Use your goddamn brain.
Yeah, that's all it takes, you know.
Some of them, yeah, absolutely.
The blood one always kills me.
Are people actually using their brains in situations like that? Or, like, are you going to be, like, all with it in a situation like that consciously know that you should do that, though?
I mean, if you're good at working under pressure, then you should be okay.
This is our saw traps. We could survive because we're built different podcasts.
Maybe that one I could survive, but I'm telling you right now, if it's the one where you have to, like, cut into your eyeball to get a key out of it or something.
Oh, yeah, that one
I'm
sucks.
Just fucking dying.
Okay, but, like, can we talk about how lucky it would be if we got the one where you have to fill the jar up with blood? You know how fast I would piss in that? I would piss in it so fast, and then if that didn't do it, I would start fucking purging every sin from my body and just vomiting into it profusely. It would be disgusting. I would survive, and that's... You know,
that's really all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's what the game's about. Fucking live. So now that we're done there with our Saw, our sister podcast, Saw Traps, I Would Survive Because I'm Fucking Built Different. Now on Spotify, by the way. Rate us 5-star on iTunes. We're going to go and take a short break and see if we get the characters we chose. I think I'm staying King, baby.
You're not even king now.
Asterisk in the name. Check the record books. It's there. Bye. Hey, everybody. It's Connor. I just wanted to say thank you again for listening to Anime Roulette. We've been working really hard to try and get more content made. We're just going to keep uploading the way that we have. Like I said before, you can follow us at Anime Roulette on Twitter, or Anime underscore Roulette on Twitter, and on Facebook at Anime Roulette. You can also follow my Twitter or Ashley's Twitter as well. They're very connected to that page, so you'll see us if you go on Anime underscore Roulette on Twitter. Thank you again, and back to the show. And welcome back. Quick update. Physically, just a bit fucking different because my insides are outsides. I did win this one. I was correct. I got the character's name. I do not remember, but did, in fact, get schplecked in the wall. Ashley, you also won again.
I sure did.
And the asterisk remains, but you are tied with me still, which is very good. I'm very proud of you. Now, Scott, I...
Decapitation!
Yeah, you got to... You fucking, first of all, got me killed. Second of all...
Would it be the first time?
You got the teacher, which is weird. And I don't know if I 100% agree with that one. But, you know, it's the fucking way she goes, huh?
Hell yeah, you know.
You are now still at last place with a one.
Hey, man, I've got to be that support pillar that holds you to a loft on this undead back of mine.
Woo. Yeah, we're up to three. We're crushing, as it is known. But next week might be a little different. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to find another fucking
mic.
Oh, we'll find one. We did who we would be with and what our quirk would be, right?
Sure.
I don't think we did a quirk one.
Yeah, we did. The last one we did, I thought was quirk. No, and I got Ingeniums.
Yeah, you got one for all.
I did.
Yeah, good. That's on you. Right. Yeah. Very impressive.
And I don't remember who I got.
I do not remember at all.
Icy Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think we said Kirishima, right? For you?
Because we went through the whole spiel of Ashley doesn't know how to translate what daddy issues translate to.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he has some daddy issues. That's me, I'm daddy.
I've failed you both as your sensei.
You know, you got me killed. You weren't even around for her.
No.
Yeah. So all in all, like, I guess my overall thoughts on this are, it was fine. I would not say it's good. Mm-mm. The anime. Like, the animation's cool. Mm-hmm. The gore is cool. The music, it slaps. It's good. But man, overall, not great. I think it had a lot.
I think people would love it if they're okay with just the gore with, like, a weak plot. Convoluted plot.
Yeah.
If you're not in it for the plot and you literally are just feeling like, I want to watch people get butchered, then
what do you mean? We saw some plot. The striped plot and like the bloomer plots.
Yeah, I guess my best way to explain it is like, if you're looking for like a like B, C tier rated gore fest.
Yeah.
You know, like if you like watching those really bad slasher movies.
Or like Saw.
Or Saw.
Saw is a really apt parallel, or like Hostel. Like really cool gore.
But it's not really, not like really scary, and like the plot doesn't need to make any sense to go for it.
I have an ex that it was like one of their favorite anime.
Well, you can't account for taste.
Yeah. see, that should have been a red flag right there.
He also likes Fast and the Furious, which no judgment, but also... Come on, man.
No, don't talk about it. I'm so sick of those family memes with, what is it, Dom or whatever?
Yeah, well, you gotta recognize they would have made it out of this if they had the strength of family.
Family.
Yeah. Family's the strongest thing.
You know, all they needed was Dom to show up and be like...
With a shotgun.
You can't fuck with
family. I saw one the other day with him looking like Stitch. From Lilo and Stitch. Because of Ohana.
Ohana means family. You see, it's funny because every time I think of it, all I think of, because I'm watching Supernatural right now.
Yeah.
It's all I think of is Super Family. We're family, Sam.
I was scrolling through Facebook like a week or so ago, and it was like, rest here, weary traveler. You've had enough family memes.
you've passed enough of them. You need to take a moment.
I was like, thank you. It
is so not even funny. Like, I saw them constantly, and like the first one I saw, I was like, oh, that's cute. And then every other subsequent one, I'm just like, it's less funny. Like, it's not even good.
Yeah, no, I think this template's already outdated. It's welcome.
Yeah, it maybe that's because we're getting old, but...
Maybe.
Man, it was so dumb to me. Maybe it's because we don't like Fast and the Furious.
The only one I really like is Tokyo Drift.
Hell yeah. It's got the bopping boom, boom, yeah. boom, 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 boom. Sick soundtrack. Like, sick soundtrack. Really,
I only watched,
really good.
Like, the first three of them.
Well, it's Tokyo Drift. I am three Fast, three Furious right now.
And now they don't fucking, like, hardly drive anything. I guess the newest one, they have a fucking rocket ship car.
Get out. Okay, maybe I need to watch 9. All right.
I keep seeing them, like, in spacesuits in a car, has rocket strapped to it, and they're on another fucking rocket. I don't know.
I kind of love it, though. I kind of want to watch it. It sounds so really over fun. The top. It sounds fun.
I saw a meme the other day that said if they don't name it Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Fast 10, your seatbelts.
They've missed a huge opportunity.
You shouldn't have even said it was a meme. You should have just said you came up with that on your own. I wouldn't have even questioned it. You would have went up in points for me.
I heard it from...
damn my honesty.
Oh, I hate it.
I saw MatPat because he did a video and like... like scientifically how the Fast and Furious movies, like how fast they are and how furious they are, like,
oh god, difference. How fast and furious are they?
Basically. And he's like, if Fast 10 doesn't come out with Fast 10 your seatbelts, then they've missed a huge opportunity. So that's how I know.
So
that one,
it's so good. I do that shit all the time. I'll say a joke from something I've watched and like people just think I'm funny, but no, I just copy shit, dude. It's what I do. I think that overall it's fine. It makes me want to play the games. And that's, like, I think the best thing about it is it makes me want to experience more of the lore, which there is a plenty.
Yeah.
I do want to go over real quick the piss thing and, like, the weird sex stuff, like, with the tentacles. I guess the further... in the games, like, because there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Most of them are kind of like side stories, not a real sequel. I think there was one real sequel in a hospital, but it wasn't really finished or something. It's complicated. But I guess the further on the story goes, like with side stories and stuff, the piss fetish becomes more apparent, and like it borderlines on hentai. I guess that's just kind of the vibe of the person who made it. So, I you know, no judgment, but you know.
So it's got the Omo tag and the Vore tag. Got it.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a lot of P stuff, which is, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But
I pass a little bit of judgment given ages and stuff like that, but...
Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. It's a little weird to sexualize minors. I know in Japan, what is it? The age of consent's like what? Fucking 16?
I have no idea.
And I know in some places in America it's 16, and you know, everywhere's different. It is what it is. But still weirds me out a little.
Yeah.
You know, on a personal note, I don't really vibe with that stuff. like those moments in anime bug me. But you also have to recognize a lot of anime, like especially shonen, because of what it is, it's for kids. Shonen is for kids. Like that's just true. It literally is for boys. Like teenage boys, 13 to like, you know, whatever. That's kind of like the whole point of shonen. But it does bug me still. Like, Gurren Lagann, for instance, what's her name, Yoko?
Sure.
She's literally, like, 15.
I have no idea
how
long it's been.
She's super duper sexualized, which is what it is, you know? It's whatever, but...
Or, like, all the guys from JoJo's.
Oh, my God.
It's still better than High School DxD, where the dude literally shoots a sniper between some girl's breasts.
Oh, High School of the Dead?
Oh, yeah, High School of the Dead, sorry.
No, I believe he was originally a hentai artist, right? The guy who made High School of the Dead?
I think probably. So.
He started as, like, a hentai artist.
You know, to be...
Surprisingly, a lot of them started as hentai artists.
Oh, yeah, same with voice actors. Like, there's a lot of Japanese VAs that were initially, like, hentai voiceovers. It's fun.
A lot of people get their start from there. Like, the dude who did Nagatoro.
Yes.
Or does Nagatoro. Like, he started out with... hentai, you know, he's like Nagatoro's quite famous for being in that area.
Yep, it's interesting, but there are a lot of parallels to a lot of American horror, despite the fact that it is very Japanese horror.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of parallels between different like ghost stories in America too. I don't know. I liked it enough. And I think that's like...
I liked it better than a regular Magic High School.
Well...
I think you're saying that just to spite me, so I'm ignoring you.
I'm not. but I think, it like, genuinely, and I do feel this way. And I don't mean it in a rude way. I think a regular Magic High School would have been better off with, like, the OVA treatment.
Yeah.
I think if it would have had, like, maybe, like, 10 episodes and conveyed the story through that, you wouldn't need as much tell. You could show it. There's a lot that has to do with that, but we're not talking about a regular. We're talking about this.
We're talking about dead children.
And I think that this would have been way better off with a little longer.
Yeah.
Like, 4, I think, is just way too short for what it is.
It needed the plot stretched out a little bit more to make more sense. Really.
Yeah. I'm not saying 12 would do it, but, like, maybe even, like 6.
Yeah.
I think just 2 more. And it would have been excellent, I think. The pacing could have been better.
Yeah, and the ending was really, really, felt really rushed, you know?
Really rushed,
Especially the end right after the credits where it's just like the girl...
It really went from like 0 to 60 real fast.
Yeah, with the girl in her room just muttering to herself and the mother talking to like a psychologist or whatever, saying that her daughter's just shut herself in. Like, could you explain that a little bit more?
Do a little bit more. Because like if you don't get the full story, it kind of dampens the experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like even in between episodes, like, in between, I think, the second and third, the two people, like, the blonde guy and the paranormal bitch, they do the stuff. They get all the tongues and rescue, like, you know, put these kids to rest. They don't show any of it.
Yeah, it shows them, like, in the staircase.
They show one.
Because he finds it by accident, because he falls through a goddamn wall.
And then they realize, and that's the moment, and that's in the second episode, they realize, oh, we have to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it kind of...
It doesn't show them, like, putting the rest of the kids to rest, either.
Yeah, and they don't show the confrontation with the janitor, like, at all, and I'm sure there is one, because they do say they also get him to confess. So it's like, there's a lot...
That doll that's confessing for them.
Yeah, it's interesting, because, like, I don't know, they're... From everything I've heard, the game does a lot of tell, not show. Which is what it is. You know, in a big thing like that, it's kind of like an RPG. It was made in an RPG maker. So it is a lot of storytelling through talk, which is chill. Like, they do a good job describing all these things, apparently. But, like, the show does a little more don't show or tell. Just say it briefly, and then it's done.
Where did you find it?
Oh, it's online. It's just online on computers. Actually, funny enough, there is a remake.
Steam? Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, get it on Steam. I think there's the original version you can emulate because it's a Windows 98 vibe. But like there is actually a remake coming out now as well on PS4, 5, Xbox, Switch. That apparently is going to be like kind of the much better version to get. It unlike some games, the continuous remakes does seem to be helping too.
Yeah.
It adds something to it. I know there's a lot of hatred for, I forget what it is. I think it's the 3DS / PS Vita one. It's apparently very bad. It's like, you know how Fate has Carnival Phantasma?
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like that, apparently.
Oh, no.
Like happy, but not happy. Like, it's weird. I don't know. Apparently, a lot of people are not into that one. I don't know enough about it. I'm kind of ignorant on the subject, to be honest. But I do think I might get the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Just to give it a go. I think it looks good. It's cool.
I definitely want to try it. Aesthetically, want to be able to see a little bit more of the story.
Aesthetically, I like it. And I think that's a big selling point to horror, especially gore.
Yeah.
You know, aesthetics kind of matter in that regard.
No, because it was like the animation had been any worse.
Yeah, I probably
would
have really hated it.
Then the show would have been worse than it is.
I for sure probably would have given it a little more hate than I did.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel positive about it only because of the, you know, it does feel like it's just kind of marketing to get you to want to play the games. And I don't know if that's why they did it, but it feels that way to me. And if that's the feeling I get from it, that's what I get from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know Scarlet Nexus that just came out?
Yes.
It already has an anime out.
No shit.
Not joking. So like the first 2 or 3 episodes are out. I haven't watched it yet. But
I had my finger on the trigger to buy that bad boy. I just haven't yet.
I think I'm going to get it next month.
I'm thinking about it for maybe when I get paid next week. I had bills to pay this week, so
kind of
looking to not spend a lot. But anyway, this was Anime Roulette. We watched Corpse Party, had a great time, I think, overall. I mean, just talking with you guys about it, I'm having more fun than I had watching the anime.
Same.
Yeah. in half the time, you got the full story, basically. Yeah, that's going to do it, I think. Next week, we're going to be watching My Hero Academia Season 4. And boy, howdy, am I excited. It's my favorite season so far, for sure.
I'm not going to do what I normally do and start from the very beginning, because I'm going to be honest with you, Season 4.
A lot of anime to watch.
I'm going to burn out.
It's a lot of anime to watch. Personally, I couldn't. Could not. I think after you watch Season 1 and 2 again, it's just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Personally. 3 was good, too, but like, I'm good on that, too.
4 is kind of slow.
4 starts kind of slow and then ramps up
pretty quick, but it's just like that slow burn.
The first couple episodes, I'm like, it's kind of boring, you know. But you get a lot of cool stuff, like with
world building.
Yeah, you learn about a bunch of my favorite characters. So, you know, we're gonna get through it, and I'm excited to talk about my favorite OP.
Bawa!
So good. So
sad.
So, I am Connor.
I am the Scott.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are filled with existential dread and partying with corpses. So, we will see you next week to watch My Hero Academia again for kind of almost the last time. Bye-bye.
Bye.